The Chaos Code by Justin Richards. Read by Russell Bolter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. As Matt watched the rain through the window, the rain watched him back. He wasn't looking for a face, but it was there. If he had run his finger over the grimy window of the train, tracing the paths of the drips and rivulets, and pausing where the water hung in bubbles, then he might have made out the rough features, mouth, nose, eyes. But he was more interested in watching the way that the tiny drops joined into streams that became unpredictable rivers that ran down the other side of the glass. The steady rhythm of the train had soothed Matt into a state somewhere between waking and sleeping, just watching the rain. By the time the train got to London, he was fully awake. Matt was the first at the door, clutching a plastic bag with the packed lunch he hadn't eaten and the book he hadn't enjoyed, with his rucksack over one shoulder and his suitcase tilted back on its little wheels. A 15-year-old boy, eager to get home from boarding school, dark hair in need of a wash, a cut and a brush, coat grubby and creased where he'd been sitting on it. As the train passed under a final bridge, Matt's reflection stared back at him, broken by the spattering rain. Then into the grey, cloudy daylight again, and the reflection was gone. The train shuddered to a halt, jolting Matt sideways. The doors slid open, and he joined the stream of passengers hurrying to the exit barriers, tickets clutched, jostling and pushing. Mum was waiting on the other side of the barrier, checking her watch. 9 minutes late...